You almost wonder if sometimes the odds aren't going to catch up with you. You won so many close games, and Alabama had lost so many. You know, finally the table turned.
Well, Joe, we didn't deserve to win. And even if we'd have won, we didn't deserve to win. That's as disappointed as I've been in our team in a long time. Just our defense in the first half was pathetic, and our execution in the overtime was atrocious. Our defense in the overtime was atrocious. You know, the zone bothered them until, you know, late in the half, and they hit some threes there. But our defense in the second half was obviously good enough to get us back in and give us a chance. But we've just got too many guys that get mad and pout when they don't play, and got a bunch of guys sitting over there thinking about themselves right now instead of thinking about what's good for our basketball team. I hate to lose. I hate to play poorly. I hate to be a part of a loss in any way, shape, or form. I'm almost glad we got beat today because that's what we deserved. That's exactly what we deserved.
But the other side of that, you had some guys step up today off of the bench, to a degree.
Well, we, I thought Ross really played hard and really played well, and I thought that that might have been it. That might have been it as far as I'm concerned. I thought AJ in the first half really battled, particularly on offense. He committed just an absolutely terrible fourth foul. The overtime, we run a play that, he turns the ball over. And I said to him, I said, we're going to run this, AJ. Do not try to throw the backdoor pass and turn it over. He threw it anyway. So, you know what? If we're going to do things against what we say, then we deserve to get beat.
Kevin, you got down 10 in the second half, cut it to 5, and then went on a nice run there to take the lead. What was it that sort of turned that around?
Well, we just started getting stops, Joe. We were playing our zone, and we were getting stops and getting rebounds, and we were able to run our break and get some things. You know, AJ did some good work inside, and we were able to get some fast break points. But it all starts on the defensive end, getting stops and rebounds, and that's what keyed that run. That was the time period during the game when we were able to stop them consistently.
This is the third game in the last four where you've shot below 40% from the field. Now, you won against Tennessee, you won against Mississippi State, you almost won today. But do you have any concerns about the offense in that regard?
Well, yeah. I mean, we go to Arkansas, we go on a road, you can look at it a lot of different ways. But it took 42 points from Shane the other night for us to barely beat Mississippi State. We don't beat Arkansas, and our starting guards are one for 16, I think it was. The three guards we played the most tonight are two for 16 or 18 or something. I mean, yeah, it's a concern. I mean, those guys have responsibility to step up and make shots, and they're not doing it right now. So they'll either need to start making them, or we'll try to find somebody else to play.
And you said a moment ago, sometimes it takes something like this to get somebody's attention or refocus. I guess now you've got from now till Thursday to deal with that.
Yeah, I'll have their attention as soon as we get back to practice. I'm pretty sure of that.
Now wait and find out. It's either Auburn or Alabama, right? I think that's right.
I
think it's Auburn if they win and Alabama if – no, it's Auburn if they lose and Alabama if Auburn wins.
I think that's correct. So we'll figure that out whenever the game's played. But we better fix us first.
All right, thanks.
All righty.